And what a finish by Donegal. In the closing 10 minutes, they outclassed Derry to take a fourth one of the league campaign. Derry still without a win, but Donegal dug deep in those closing latter stages of this game. And I suppose when you look at it, probably deserving of the win. They kicked about 15 wides, won the game by three, probably had most of the possession as well. Now they will be disappointed with some of the play, particularly at the start of the second half. But listen, it's another big win for Donegal. They now move on to 8 points in the division, and they could be top by the end of the day, depending on how Galway and Tyrone do. But listen, Michael Murphy made some difference in the second half.
Definitely, Oisin. Listen, his power out around the middle, and even that last vital kick out that he was involved in with Glass, without him on the pitch, Glass wins that ball and you have a different game, and you're out of the small inches in the game, and that is the difference, having someone like him. And like I was saying to you before he came back, that maybe in kickouts he could be huge for us, and he certainly has proven that today, the power of the man out right there, and that steadying force that he is, because we're not really giving the ball inside to the target man as we thought we might. So I think his role could be huge for us out around the middle, doing what he did today for us. But Oisin, we made that hard for ourselves. I mean, between the 15 wides, how many goal opportunities have we had? I think, you know, you could say we've maybe 5-6 half opportunities. We got that brilliant finish from Shane O'Donnell, which really set up the comeback, because when Derry were 6 up, it was looking like Oisin, they would control the game, tag on scores. We didn't look like we'd lost our rhythm a bit, but we managed to find it again, and I think that came on the back of particularly Darryl Boyle's 2-pointer that time that stemmed the Derry scoring side. I think they scored 5 in a row up in the Darryl's brilliant 2-pointers, and that kind of galvanised Donegal to come back. And the O'Donnell score was huge, the 1-2 with Michael Murphy. So listen, all in all, you know, we're misfiring in front of goals, but we still did enough today to beat Derry.
Well, Derry, if we look at it, got into the closing 10 minutes, we're leading by 7 points, 119 to 15. Donegal then outscored them 1-7 to no score, basically, in the closing 10 minutes. We did, of course, have the 2-pointer from Thompson, the goal from Shane O'Donnell as well. Donegal dug deep, a fourth one of the campaign. Derry man and GA writer with the Gaelic Life, Michael McMullen, has joined us once again. Listen, Michael, at one stage in that tie, it looks like that Derry were hosed and homed, but Donegal, in the end, created the better chances, and I suppose maybe superior fitness, was it? It was the home support. There was something there. Obviously, Michael Murphy was on the field, and they took the win in the end, but like, Derry must be gutted.
Yeah, that's a really disappointing defeat. Like, I think it was 8 points they led at one stage.
They did, yeah.
And, you know, the two major scores, obviously, were the goal, but there's a 2-pointer afterwards. I think it might have been Kieran Thompson's, but it came after Derry losing 2 kickouts just on the dugout here. And there was a stage where they just could not get their hands on the ball, and it was just Donegal hoovering up the breaks, and even the way Conor O'Donnell went through the middle, you can nearly see the crowd urging him, and he nearly sped up as he went through, because, like, let's face it, Donegal were very, very wasteful. I actually said to Brad, as O'Donnell beside me, I had the rosary beads out, I thought it was going to be one of those days. Oran Lynch made a save, there's a few goal chances missed, they'll never get a better chance to get a victory, and they didn't get it, and leaves Derry in nearly an almost impossible situation, Oisin, because Owen McAvoy went off, I would assume, an injury, and Brenton Rodgers off injured as well. So on top of the other absentees, that leaves the next 2 weeks an absolute mountain. But from Donegal's point of view, Murphy coming on, and I did say it at half time, it wasn't going to be enough. Derry needed a second goal. They never really looked like getting it, and what a result for Donegal. And now they're going to have to find a way of managing their championship preparation around, you know, league final and that sort of scenario. But it all came down to about a 5-minute spell there where Derry simply could not get their hands on the ball when they needed most. And Donegal, the support carried them through. They won break ball after break ball, and just, you could see the energy just going down to our left. And you know, 122 to 119, the scoreline in front of us there in the scoreboard, and it says it all. But I would say Donegal, like Jamie Brennan, had 2 real goal chances that Murphy set up.
Yeah.
And then there was one where Murphy was out on a 2-point shot, and they didn't work it back out to them. So you nearly felt it was going away from Donegal at that point. You're thinking, are they trying to lose this game here? And then, just as I say, those 2 kickouts, goal, 2-point score. And I said at half time, the 2-point score was going to be the major factors, and that's what it came down to. And I think Conor O'Donnell rattled off a couple of points later on as well. But very, very disappointing position for Derry, and it leaves him a really difficult situation as regards staying in this division.
Yep. Brendan, bring you back in. How big of a psychological advantage is this now, going to the championship game in what, 5 weeks' time?
Yeah, it's in post-championship, you know, people will say, once we get to that day, will they be thinking much about what happened here? As Mal was saying there, you know, Derry are missing a few, Donegal are missing a few. It's championship, you know, it's up in the gears, it's a different game. But that said, you know, you always want to beat your opponents no matter what. And I think if Donegal look at it statistically and look at it critically, the amount of opportunities that they had in the game, you know, they could have had 5 or 6 goals here potentially today, and it could have been such a different game. So that would be a worry for Derry looking at it, because, you know, only for their brilliance in front of the goals at the start of that second half, like, they were very, very ruthless and efficient. But, you know, the last day out in that Dublin game, there was a period in the middle of the match where Derry conceded 1-10 without reply, and as you just said, Oisin, conceding 1-7, you know, at that point where Donegal started that comeback, if you had said that they would outscore Derry 1-7, you would say no chance. So I suppose Derry might take a hard look at themselves, as Mal was saying, like, what is happening to them in games that they're being so dominated at times, because Donegal just seemed to up it and Derry didn't have an answer. So that will be in the back of their mind come championship,
because at that stage all you need maybe, Brenton, is one kick out and a run up the pitch just to take the pressure off.
Exactly, yes.
But it was the complete opposite. Donegal were electrified, you know. Just, I can still see Conor Donald's run through the middle thinking these boys are just gaining momentum here. So not a major result for Donegal in terms of where they're going to go in the league, but when you take the Kieran Colgan got match time, Owen McFadden Ferry came back and got match time, so I'm sure that's what Jim will take out of today nearly more than anything, to be honest.
Michael Murphy got more match time,
and Michael Murphy,
and I think it's fair to say he did have a big influence on that second
half. Like, he won an early kick out and I thought they're completely on top here. Yep. But then after that, Derry had their spell and you thought, have they weathered it? But it's difficult to win a ball to win a game when you're in possession.
Yeah,
but it's absolutely impossible to win it if you don't have the ball, and that's where that last 10 minutes come down to for me and Donegal, and just head up possession.
The 2-pointers, particularly Darrell Boyd's one and Thompson's, like, they were massive scorers, you know, when we were misfiring quite a bit in front of goals with easier chances. You know, I think of some of the opportunities, the one Jamie missed, the one that Farah missed coming, like, they're straightforward kicks for them, and you're thinking, as you were saying, it's not going to be Donegal's day. So, like, they have the brilliance of those 2-point kickers. They really started to lift the team, you know, and it is the difference in the game now, that a team can be lifted when they're under pressure. As you say, the 8 points down, if anybody was looking at game, think that's Derry's game. Derry have it, you know.
But I still felt they needed another goal. I said it to Ryan beside me, because of the fact of the threat of the 2-pointers, but the goal broke the game.
Yes.
Did they win it without the goal, Brenton? Definitely. I don't think they do, to be honest.
Yeah. Agree.
Well, let's see how Tyrone fared out today as well. All square in Toom Stadium. So Galway 1-18, Tyrone 1-18. Tyrone go to 3 points, and that now means that with 2 games to go, they have given themselves a lifeline. They trail Kerry by just 1 point, who's at third from bottom. But Derry are still now 2 adrift. They're actually, they've 1 point, still without a win, so the pressure certainly still on the 2 northwest sides at the bottom end of the table. Francis Mooney will have a full-time report from that one in just a second. Many thanks to Michael McMullen and indeed to Brendan Devaney. Michael will be back with us tomorrow evening on the DL debate, presented by Brendan, who will have a number of other guests on the show to recap the weekend's action. We're going to try and get reaction from the victorious Donegal camp here now. They blitzed Derry 1-7 to no score in the close in 10 minutes, and that resulted in a fourth one of the campaign for Donegal. Derry still without a win. Full-time score, Donegal 122, Derry 119.